It's time now for KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30, bringing you interviews and information regarding local nonprofit events and city and county services from Aspen to Rifle. Once again, it's Gabe from the KMTS Morning Show, Mason Hostet. The chair of the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition is here, along with Lisa Domer. Between the two of them, they are co-chairs of the Walk to Fight Suicide this Saturday at Sayre Park in Glenwood. Your timing is perfect. It's going to be cold tomorrow, but warming up a little bit on Saturday, and the sun is expected to be out. So it's a great opportunity to get out and maybe get a little exercise and raise awareness of a very important issue. So, I don't know. Mason, I guess I'll start with you.
Okay.
You've been part of the Suicide Prevention Coalition in Garfield County for quite a while. And we hear about it in the news. It's the 10th leading cause of death overall, and in Western Colorado in particular. I don't want to call it an epidemic because that almost seems to be a little too much, but we have heard a lot about increasing numbers of suicides in Garfield County and in Western Colorado in general over the last few years.
Sure. So it is on the rise for the country as well as Colorado, and then also for Garfield County. It is something that we are acutely aware of just because of the size of our county. And how it impacts, it seems to be much more impactful to lose someone in our valley to suicide.
And Grand River Health, by the way, is a partner in the suicide walk also. Lisa actually works for Grand River. You're the injury prevention and trauma coordinator,
yes.
Which is a big, long, complicated term. I'm sure you could probably sum up in just a couple words. When did you become involved with the Suicide Prevention Coalition, Lisa?
I think I started with the coalition probably about 6 or 7 years ago. I want to say it's been.
So the two of you around the same time?
Yeah.
No.
No, you came in right after.
No, I've only been in the Valley for 3 years, okay. And so I've been with the coalition during that time.
Okay.
It just seems like it's been longer. Time flies when you're having fun, right?
It does.
Right. And I don't mean to make light. Obviously, this is a very heavy issue and very serious. And yet that's part of the reason why you're doing this walk is to show a little hope and, again, raise awareness of a very serious topic in a maybe lighter way than normal.
Absolutely. And we're also partnering with the American Foundation of Suicide Prevention as well. This is our first event with them. And we're hoping to have people that have lost someone to suicide be there in memory and honor, those that they have lost to suicide.
Are you asking folks to register? Is there a registration fee?
There is not a registration fee, and you don't necessarily have to register and get donations to walk. You can go to afsp.org/westernslope. To register, that registration will end at noon, between 10 and noon on Friday, so tomorrow. But people can come up and register the day of the walk and make a donation at that time if they would like. But again, this is more about, while the donations are great, and we really appreciate everybody who has made teams and registered and made donations, this is about bringing, they're called Out of the Darkness Walks for a reason, and it's to bring people into the light around awareness, prevention, so you can walk for a myriad of reasons. If you've lost someone to suicide, if you yourself have gone through mental health issue, including suicidality, you are an attempt survivor, or if you just feel that you want to be a part of the cause.
And of course, Out of the Darkness, a very profound way of putting it. I'm sure that there's a great quote by someone whose name I probably can't pronounce, about bad things happening in the darkness, and if you bring them into the light, then you can deal with them.
Right.
And obviously, if you're dealing with some kind of emotional issue or mental health issue, you don't want to talk about it. You want to keep it hidden. If someone else is dealing with something like that, if you've actually dealt with suicide in your life, you don't want to talk about it. You want to push it away.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when these things tend to become bigger and bigger. You know, we always hear about interpersonal relations, you know, anything that is not brought into the light and talked about just continues to fester over time. Yeah. And it's exactly the same way with suicide. And so out of the darkness is a very accurate way of putting what you're trying to do.
Absolutely. We also, Mason and I, educate high school kids as well in the topic of suicide awareness. And one of our biggest push is talking and being able to talk about mental health or anything you're struggling with. And we are trying to start that awareness at an early age and then bring that into, hopefully, you know, adults to talk as well.
Again, the website is afsp.org. If you want to register or learn more, just put a /Western Slope after that. Mm-hmm. So yes. afsp.org/Western Slope. For folks that have put together teams and are participating that way and getting some donations, where does that money go? Does that go to the national organization, or does some of that money stay with the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition?
So it doesn't stay with us as an organization. What it does is go to the Colorado chapter of AFSP, and it allows us as an organization to then bring in different trainings, bulk some of our educational materials and things like that. So we, about 83% of every dollar that's spent is given back to the communities that host community walks. And then also, you know, but in those myriad ways, the education as well as education materials and things like that.
So like most questions that I answer, the answer is right in the middle.
Right.
It's not the national organization. Right. It's not the local organization. It's Colorado. Mm-hmm. So still somewhat local and still benefiting folks in this area.
Absolutely.
I want to say the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition is kind of a new organization, Lisa.
We've actually been around for quite some time, but not very well known. And we hadn't been able to, actually pretty much until Mason came on with us, we didn't have a lot of publicity, a lot of money, we still don't, but a lot of ways to get our name out there. And Mason has just been this ball of energy, basically, that's come in, and he's so his brain works on statistics, and you know, he does such great work professionally outside of the coalition. So he's been able to bring so much to our group and help us move forward, and we've grown significantly in the last couple of years. So
that'll put a smile on your face.
It does. Yeah, a little.
It's true.
And speaking of numbers, suicide touches 1 in 5 American families. So 20% of families in the United States have been touched in some way by suicide. And another fact, I don't know the numbers, but another fact that I know is in a family where there's been a suicidal event, younger generations are more likely to experience something like that. So a grandparent and an older adult in the family, if they commit suicide, then the younger generations in that family are more likely to. And I think, you know, first separation, obviously more likely. It probably tapers off as time goes by. But that's another fact. Right. When it comes to suicide,
it is losing a family member or a close friend early in life is a risk factor for future suicidality.
That's a much more articulate way of putting what I just spent 3 minutes to.
But at the same time, we want to offer people a place of hope. So you know, we all there are trials and tribulations that everyone goes through, and I think that's another important part of what we're offering, what we're doing this weekend. And so, not only are we doing the walk on Saturday, but we are partnered with Roaring Fork School District to show the movie "Suicide: The Ripple Effect" at the Vaudeville tonight. Doors are at 5:30. Everybody, I think maybe was hesitant about coming out because of the weather forecast, but obviously that's changed.
Right.
So come on out.
It is Colorado.
It is Colorado. So doors will be at 5:30, and then the showing is Gabe, I've been here before, and we talk about Kevin Hines. Mm-hmm. It's his actual story, and so it's something that we are partnering with them to share that message of hope, that somebody who may be going through a mental health challenge can see that there are individuals who may be like them, you know, who are in recovery, who are getting help, because, you know, suicide can be prevented. And we want to offer that message of hope.
And sometimes it's very, very simple gestures. We'll talk about that in just a minute. Remind me, Kevin Hines' movie, what it's called?
Suicide, The Ripple Effect.
That's right. Again, you can learn more about Saturday's walk by going to afsp.org/westernslope. Again, you can register, you can raise money, you can donate money if you choose. You don't have to. Again, everything kind of starts around 9 o'clock in Sayre Park this Saturday, with the walk itself starting around 10 a.m. We'll talk about the route and what you can expect to see on Saturday in just a minute. And again, at the Glenwood Vaudeville Review tonight, 5:30. Do you know what admission is at Vaudeville?
It's the movie is free.
Okay, mm-hmm. So it's free to see Kevin Hines' movie, Suicide, The Ripple Effect. Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon we're talking with Lisa Domer and Mason Hostet, co-chairs of the Walk to Fight Suicide this Saturday, Sayre Park. It's co-sponsored by the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition and Grand River Health. So Mason is the chair of the Suicide Prevention Coalition. Lisa, of course, a member for a number of years and works at Grand River Health. So before the break, I said that we'd talk a little bit more about Saturday's actual events. Mm-hmm. And again, the walk starts at 10 o'clock on Saturday with everybody kind of networking, hanging around, starting around 9 o'clock. But the actual walk starts at 10. By the way, pets are not allowed in Sayre Park.
Right.
But if you're walking with somebody, they can meet you on the way.
Mm-hmm.
And the pets can kind of just join you later. It's only in Sayre Park that they're
Correct.
Not allowed, as
Right.
far as the walk is concerned.
Correct.
If you would normally take your dog for a walk, then that would be appropriate.
Yes.
So the route, you actually head down and hit the trail along the Roaring Fork River, right?
We do. So we start at Sayre Park, and we cross at the crosswalk on Okay. Grand Avenue. And we're actually going to walk through Park Drive, through that neighborhood. We gave flyers and some information and a little note to all of the homeowners on Park Drive just to let them know if they see a big group of people coming through their neighborhood, here's what we're doing.
It's not a protest.
And exactly. And most of
well,
them...
Well, in a way, it kind of is.
It kind of is, yeah. That's true. And then we go back, obviously, behind the high school there, Coach Miller Drive, and go on to the bike path. That was the easiest route. We walk to Two Rivers Park. We'll go around the memorial there, the Storm King Memorial, and then come back to the park.
What's the mileage?
I think it came out to 3.5, maybe. When I first walked it to kind of check it out, I was taking different paths to see, like, is there an easier way to get there? Should I go here? So I think I had more steps than what the mileage actually is.
So you're walking, but it's about a 5K.
Roughly, about a 5K.
Give or take.
Give or take.
Somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there.
When everybody gets back to Sayre Park, is that the end of the event? Do you have other events that are scheduled or planned?
We have a few talks that we'll do, you know, thanking everyone again for their participation. Okay. Heidi's Brooklyn Deli and Carbondale's gave us trays of sandwiches, so we'll have food if anyone's hungry. We have water.
Well, after walking 3.5 miles,
exactly,
who wouldn't be?
Exactly.
That's the best part of exercise.
Right. It's coming back and eating.
Recovery.
Exactly. So, yeah. So there's not, you know, a bunch of music and bands or anything like that. It's just kind of a get together, thank everyone, talk about the walk, if anyone has anything they want to share. Okay. You know, we're asking people to bring, if they want to bring, a small photo of a loved one that means a lot to them, and we have a place where they can put those photos. We have beads that represent the significant loss of, say, a child or a parent or a friend or a partner or military, different colored beads for those people. And we have some T-shirts for them, for those that have registered. And
okay.
It should just be a good walk.
Again, you can learn more and register at afsp.org/Western Slope. Again, that's not necessary. That's if you choose to do that. Again, tonight at the Glenwood Vaudeville Review, starting at doors open at 5:30, the Kevin Hines film Suicide, The Ripple Effect. So Kevin Hines' story is so compelling. You know, we often hear that, you know, the smallest gestures, the smallest things can have such wide-reaching impacts. Kevin Hines, years ago, had decided to end his life. He was walking to the Golden Gate Bridge where he intended to jump. He told himself, if just one person said anything to him, hello, are you okay, he would not go through with it.
Right.
Not only did that not happen, somebody on the way actually asked him to take their picture when he was visibly upset. Yes. That it was obvious this was imminent, that it was going to happen.
There's a 19-year-old boy crying on a public bus through the streets of San Francisco.
Yeah. And nobody did anything or said anything to try and stop this chain of events. I'm not saying that anybody should assume, if anybody is emotional, that they should assume this is what's going on.
Right.
But nobody checked on him.
No.
So he jumped off the bridge. And he said, as soon as he left the railing, he changed his mind.
Yes. It was an instant regret.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He thought, no, wait a minute. This is not right.
Right.
Incredibly, Kevin Hines lived. He was rescued by the Coast Guard. I want to say it was actually a sea lion or something like that actually stayed. Sorry. Stayed with him. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
Stayed with him until the Coast Guard rescued him.
Yeah, he thought he was going to be eaten by a shark. He felt something swimming around underneath him and thought it was a shark. But someone that actually witnessed the jump said that they saw a sea lion underneath him, keeping him afloat.
So you might say he was meant to live.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And so he took that as an indication that maybe he should do something. He should help other people that may be in similar situations. And the result is Suicide, The Ripple Effect, the film which you can see tonight at the Glenwood Vaudeville Review.
Yes.
Absolutely.
And
well, you know, us mammals have to stick together.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm trying to bring it around so it doesn't get really too dark here.
So one thing I would say, Gabe, is that I think sometimes we as lay people don't necessarily know how to deal with individuals who we may encounter who are maybe dealing with a mental challenge. And so we are hosting, MindSprings, along with the library, is hosting a free mental health first aid training next Thursday at the Newcastle Library. I will be teaching it with another co-facilitator. And the reason I like mental health first aid is because sometimes, like you said, talking about suicide and having that as a conversation starter can be kind of maybe off-putting for some people. But 1 in 5 Americans will have a mental health challenge. And so what Mental Health First Aid tries to do is to help give individuals, lay people, understanding of what those challenges may look like, and then also an action plan on how to maybe help somebody. And so it's an upstream kind of prevention effort that I, you know, again, it's free. You can go to Mental Health First Aid Colorado and search for an adult mental health first aid class, and it's on October 17th.
That's a website or a Facebook page?
Website.
Okay. So Mental Health First Aid Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to write that down so that I don't forget. Mental Health First Aid Colorado, and then search for Adult Mental Health First Aid. Again, that's next Thursday, so that would be the 17th.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's here's another of my anecdotes. Reminds me of over 25 years ago when I took my advanced first aid class.
Okay.
And I remember in every situation, they tell you to say the same thing. Are you okay? Mm-hmm. Twice. Right. And then you continue from there.
Right.
And so the reason I bring that up is that part of what you discuss in the mental health first aid class is just the simplicity of saying, are you okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that starts with a lot of different other prevention efforts and interventions, start with the question, are you okay? You go through some steps with mental health first aid that are, you want to assess for risk of suicide or harm, and then you go from there, listen without judgment.
So very similar to other first aid. Mm-hmm. You know, there's an assessment of some kind.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and a decision tree, you might say.
Right. And but it does go through, psychosis and substance use disorder and anxiety. Anxiety issues are the number one mental health challenge that Americans will face. Typically about 18% of Americans say that they will have some type of anxiety disorder.
Interesting. Can folks connect with you on Facebook as well, by the way?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And just search for Suicide Prevention Coalition of Garfield County,
yes.
Something along those lines.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Again, a number of different events that we've talked about today, so I'll try and run down them all. Again, on Saturday is the Walk to Fight Suicide. You are looking for some volunteers on Saturday as well. So
it would be nice. Yeah.
Okay.
I think we're doing great with that, but we will welcome anyone to come and volunteer, especially along the walk route, itself, to have some people just kind of directing, mm-hmm. and helping out.
Gotcha. Make sure everybody's going the right direction.
Exactly. Yeah.
Watching for stragglers,
right.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Again, the walk is this Saturday. Everybody meets at Sayre Park around 9 o'clock, with the walk starting at 10 o'clock. You can learn more and register at afsp.org/westernslope. Tonight at the Glenwood Vaudeville Review, Suicide, The Ripple Effect, the Kevin Hines film. Doors open at 5:30. Again, that's in conjunction with the Roaring Fork School District.
Mm-hmm.
Is sponsoring that tonight at the Glenwood Vaudeville Review. Then the mental health first aid class taught by Mason on next Thursday, the 17th. Again, you can learn more by going to Mental Health First Aid Colorado and just search for adult first aid classes and search for the one locally on October 17th.
Yes.
I know you and I, Mason, have a little social anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
Is this kind of your way of dealing with that, by teaching classes and that kind of thing?
Immersion therapy. Yep.
Okay.
It does work.
I've found myself doing the same thing. It's, would I seek this out? No. Would it be good for me? Well, yes. Okay. All right. I'll do it.
Yes.
Welcome back to KMTS Connections. Again, this afternoon, we're talking with Mason Hostat, the chair of the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition. Lisa Domer is a member of the Suicide Prevention Coalition and Injury Prevention and Trauma Coordinator at Grand River Health. Speaking of Grand River, a lunch and learn event at Grand River. You can learn more, of course, at grandriverhealth.org. But give us the who, what, where, when, why, and how.
So it is on the 25th of October from noon to 1.
Is that a Saturday or is it during the week?
I thought it was a Friday.
Okay.
I think it's a Friday.
I'll take your word for it.
I hope.
Yes, it is a Friday.
Okay.
So Friday the 25th from noon to 1.
From noon to 1. It's a free lunch and learn. And Mason and I will be there presenting just some suicide awareness, some education, kind of a slimmed down version, very slimmed down version of his mental health first aid, and we talk some about suicide in Garfield County and what we're seeing.
So some specifics.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I have heard that Mesa County, our neighbors to the west, actually have the highest incidence of any county in the country. Is that, have you heard that, or is that Facebook hysteria?
Right. It is high. I'm not sure, and I wouldn't want to speak to their numbers, okay. But they unfortunately do have a very high death rate.
Are those numbers similar to Garfield, Pitt, and Eagle County?
No.
So who has the highest between the two?
Mesa does.
Mesa does.
Okay. But they also have more people. And right. So, okay. You know, that just...
But I'm talking incidents, so per capita.
Mm-hmm. Per capita, still. They still are higher
okay.
than us.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Than us being Garfield County.
Right, right. Yeah. Okay. Forgive me. I think of our area as Garfield, Pitkin, and Eagle County,
right.
You know,
right.
The area where we broadcast to.
Right.
I forget that you guys specifically serve Garfield County. Having said that, there are other resources. Every county kind of has its own coalition that may not be as formal as the Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition, but through the public health department in your county, wherever you live, if you're visiting here, your county at home has some sort of resources like this.
I would say there is a great coalition, Speak Up, Reach Out, which is the Suicide Prevention Coalition of Eagle County. There isn't a formal one in Pitkin, but we do work with the Hope Center, which is based out of Basalt, and they do great work around mobile crisis intervention as well as other things like that. And they do have an education wing as well.
And, of course, Aspen Hope as well.
They're no longer Aspen Hope Center.
Right. It's different, but they still do the same thing.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. So they do the same thing. They just have changed their name because they're no longer really focused in that, you know, that first part of the Aspen Valley.
Gotcha. And there's an event coming up in November. I hesitate to call it a holiday, but it is an observance, I guess would mm-hmm. be a better way of putting it.
So it is the International Survivors of Suicide Loss Day. We will be hosting, along with Speak Up, Reach Out, an annual day. It is November 23rd. It is always the Saturday before Thanksgiving because since it's international, they don't know that we're going to take the week off.
And yet it is timely because right. The holidays can be a tough time for folks.
Right. Remembering their loved ones, mm-hmm. remembering, you know, friends that they may have lost. And so that is from 11 to 1:30 at Valley View Hospital in conference rooms 2C and D. If you go to AFSP.org, which is the same organization that is helping us with the walk and search for Survivors Day, you can find the link to the Glenwood event.
Okay. Again, that's AFSP.org. It stands for American Foundation for Suicide Prevention,
yes.
By the way.
Mm-hmm.
So anything else that we should talk about that we have not yet touched on?
Like I've stated before, we know that this topic of suicide can seem very dark, and for those who are going through a period of time where it feels like they might be alone, you are not alone. You can always call the Colorado Crisis Services, 1-844-493-8255. We want you to make sure that you are keeping yourself safe, that you know that there is hope out there, and make sure that you tap into those services that are available to you.
Give that number again.
1-844-493-8255.
Okay. 844-493-8255.
Yes.
You know, there are a number of different hotlines that serve specific areas. I know we've been running the public service announcements about the Veterans Crisis Line, which I believe it's online. It's just veteranscrisisline.org.
Yes.
And if you Google, you know, a crisis line or something like that, and I always, maybe I'm hedging a little bit here, but I always say if someone's life is in danger, you need to call 911, really.
Absolutely.
You need to get them involved if you genuinely believe someone's life is in immediate danger. And having said that, if you're looking for help for yourself and you feel like maybe it doesn't rise to that level, certainly one of these hotlines is an appropriate thing to call and mm-hmm. check in with.
Right.
Again, only you can make that decision. I would not suggest to make that decision for someone else. I'm just trying to make sure that, you know, we're clear about you know, if you believe someone's life is in danger, you need to call 911.
Absolutely.
I right. feel strongly about that.
Yes. An imminent danger to themselves or to others is definitely 911. The Veteran Service Line is also part of the National Crisis Service Line, and that is 1-800-273-8255.
I recognize that number.
Yes. Okay. And if you press 1, instantly you will be transferred to the Veterans Crisis Line.
Gotcha. Again, that's 800-273-8255. So again, a lot of different dates today. I'm sure you can find more information if you search for Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition on Facebook. Again, the Survivors of Suicide Loss Day on November 23rd. The event from 11 to 1:30 at Valley View. Conference rooms upstairs in conference rooms 2, C, and D.
Mm-hmm.
So open up the divider there,
right.
I guess. Again, tonight, Glenwood Vaudeville Review, you can see Kevin Hines' film Suicide, The Ripple Effect. Again, you heard us talking a little bit about Kevin Hines' story earlier. Very emotional, very interesting story. Again, doors open at Glenwood Vaudeville Review at 5:30. That is a free show at the Vaudeville Review tonight as well. Then this Saturday, of course, the Walk to Fight Suicide, starting and ending at Sayre Park with some speakers and that kind of thing after everything is over. Everybody meets around 9 o'clock, but the walk itself starts at 10 o'clock. You'll take about a 3.5-mile loop down to the bike path, down to Rivers Park, and then you'll come back to Sayre Park. Remember, dogs are not allowed in Sayre Park. Just keep that in mind. So do a partner kind of thing if you want to walk with the dogs. They
yes.
can meet you on the trail, and then they can go back home, and then whoever wants to go listen to the closing ceremony, I guess you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Then at Grand River on the 25th of October, Friday the 25th from noon to 1, the Lunch and Learn with Mason and Lisa there. And then back to Survivors of Suicide Loss Day, November 23rd. Saturday, November 23rd from 11 to 1:30 at Valley View.
Yes.
And again, search Facebook for Garfield County Suicide Prevention Coalition. You can learn more about all of that and stay up to date.
Yes.
So, Lisa, Mason, all the best.
Thank you.
Talk to you soon.
Yes.
Maybe we'll, I don't know, we probably have time to schedule an interview before the event at Valley View. So maybe we'll talk to you again.
All right.
In the meantime, take care. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You've been listening to KMTS Connections, a public affairs program from KMTS News, heard weekdays around 12:30. It's another reason we are the most listened to radio station from Rifle to Aspen.